In Florida, the state pays a portion of education funding and local governments generate the rest. The state dictates what that local share will be. Lawmakers assumed districts could contribute more money due to increases in property value. Values in Leon County haven't crept up as much as in other parts of the state, so the district may have to increase the property tax rate to generate $4 million. Leon School Board Chairman Forrest Van Camp thinks those dollars should be set aside.
I know I'm framing this a little shortly, but I'm just telling you, a comfort level for me for approving a tax increase for $4 million, we put that $4 million in a staffing plan reserve, and let's hold it until we make sure our schools are staffed properly.
Van Camp says if the district doesn't need the money, it can go elsewhere in the budget, but the reserve would be there in case the district goes over on the number of kids that can be in a classroom. Setting the dollars aside means cuts will have to occur elsewhere in the proposed budget. The board is leaving it to district officials to move the dollars around. The budget has to be finalized in early September. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.